On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning theater critic Jaywin Russick has been to see Tales of Ordinary Madness at Fells Point Corner Theater. She brings us this review.
Czech playwright Petr Zelenka borrowed the title for his 2001 play, Tales of Ordinary Madness, from a collection of short stories by American counterculture writer Charles Bukowski. But as the play's translator has pointed out, it also owes a debt to Jerry Seinfeld. Czech madness would appear to have a lot in common with American madness. The connection is unmistakable in director Barry Feinstein's quirky production at Fells Point Corner Theater. Two men are on stage when the action begins. One is sleeping in a sink. The other, he turns out to be the protagonist, Peter, is mixing up a pot of milk and hair clippings. But he needs advice. He calls his friend Midge, who lives in the same apartment building, and sleeps in the sink.
Wait a minute. Did you really cut off her hair?
I think so. I just don't remember how.
You have to boil it in milk, then dry it, burn it with apple leaves, and scatter the ashes in the place where you first met.
Okay.
What's the problem? You don't trust this method or what?
I do. It's just, what do I do next?
You want her to come back to you, don't you?
Sure, but not like that.
It's a proven method.
But I want her to come back to me because of me, not because I cut off her hair.
Relationship problems are the central theme of Tales of Ordinary Madness. None run smoothly in this play, in part because just about everyone has a skewed take on love. Peter's mother is convinced that Peter's father is suffering from dementia. She keeps running around him, yelping like a small dog, trying to provoke his attention. Peter's feuding next-door neighbors are keen to enlist him as a voyeur. Peter's friend Midge is more taken with the inanimate than the animate. Or, to put it another way, the objects of his affection really are objects. Peter seems a bit more normal, but he'll try just about anything to win back his ex-girlfriend, played by Jessica Taylor.
Wait, Jeanette, I'm not making this up. I'm thinking of you constantly, day in and day out, and maybe I'm losing my marbles. I'm now seriously considering having myself sent to you as a package.
What package?
By mail.
Now that would be romantic.
Actor Tucker Foltz delivers a naturalistic, boyish portrayal of Peter, a young man who's easily upset. He registers silent disapproval or disgust at almost everything going on around him. Peter serves as straight man for everyone else's madness. That's one similarity to Seinfeld. A stronger similarity stems from the character of Peter's close friend, Midge. Midge could be seen as a cross between nebbishy George Costanza and kooky Kramer. But actor Alexander Scally resists the temptation to imitate either TV character. He makes Midge his own plotting goof-off. There are even a few plot lines reminiscent of Seinfeld episodes. One concerns an affair with a cleaning lady. Another involves a mannequin. The mannequin also suggests two more recent large-screen references, the movie Lars and the Real Girl and the brand-new Academy Award-nominated film Her. So, this 2001 Czech play is not only with it, it's ahead of the curve. Playwright Zelenka also works in TV and film, and some of the transitions in Tales of Ordinary Madness are apparently intended to be cinematic, seamless. Instead, they're a little jarring at Fells Point Corner Theater. And not all of the cast members seem as comfortable with the material as Tucker Foltz, the lead actor. But the play's central question still comes through. Does madness lead to love, or love lead to madness? Boxes are a repeated motif in Tales of Ordinary Madness. Designer Bush Greenbeck lines the back wall of his set with stacks of corrugated cartons. Director Barry Feinstein, however, was definitely thinking outside the box when he decided to give Baltimoreans a rare and welcome look at a play that has almost never been produced in this country.
Maryland Morning Theater critic Jaywin Russick. Tales of Ordinary Madness continues at Fells Point Corner Theater until Sunday, March 2nd.